Galnet News Digest, 13th of August, 3310. We read the news so you don't have to. In this week's news, we have a look at a recently leaked picture of a forthcoming ship. We examine why Pranav Antal's bid to outsmart the Sirius Corporation seems doomed to failure. But first, it's time to earn your rewards as a defenseless Titan Thor nears destruction.
Titan Thor has no remaining systems under its control, making it almost inevitable that it will become vulnerable to direct attack on Thursday and will explode at some point over the weekend. There are now two ways to earn rewards. If you help take back any of the Thargoid-controlled systems, you will earn a random selection of engineering materials on the following Thursday. So it makes sense to go round any conveniently close Thargoid-controlled systems and shoot at least one Thargoid scout in each. Then there's the decal and paint job you can earn for helping to dispatch the Titan itself. To earn this, you're best waiting until Thor becomes vulnerable on Thursday, and then take your cold running ship, kit it out with caustic sink launchers and a Thargoid pulse neutralizer, a nanite torpedo launcher and some AX missile launchers, shoot out the Titan heat vents using the nanite torpedo, and then, when the heat core is exposed, use the AX missiles to do as much damage as you can. Run away, wait, and then repeat until you've earned at least 2 million credits in Pilots Federation combat bonds. For your trouble, you'll earn an as-yet unspecified paint job and an extra star on your Titan decal. If you don't already have a Titan Bomber build, Commander Mechan has developed an even better build for the Python Mark II. Version 3.1 of this build is specialised for Titan bombing alone, so it can't be used for shooting other Thargoids. In the hands of a skilled pilot, it can strip the Titan heat core down to 0% health with no assistance from other pilots. It requires Ramtar's anti-Guardian Zone resistance modification on its shard cannons. If you don't have the materials available for that, AX missile racks are an alternative. If you want to apply the anti-Guardian Zone resistance modification, and you probably should, then you need to blow up Banshees, mainly at Spire sites, and collect up the tactical core chips they drop. Splash damage from AX missiles and collector limpets used from a ship is, according to Commander Vulcarius, the most efficient way to get these annoyingly hard-to-gather items. After Thor, there will be just two more Titans. If we proceed at the pace we are, then they're very likely to be eliminated completely, well before the end of the year. Once they're gone, they're unlikely to be seen ever again. So, make sure you're part of history before it's too late.
Simguru Pranav Antal, the leader of the Utopian Commune, seems likely to fail in his attempt to keep one step ahead of Sirius Corporation, with commanders apparently either unwilling or unable to help. The Mystic One is trying to bring his library up to date, which will give him an intellectual head start over Li Yongri. Antal believes that Sirius is trying to steal Utopian intellectual property, and that gathering data from information sources around the galaxy is the way that Utopia can retain its lead over its main corporate rival. He initiated two appeals last week, one for commodities to keep the library running effectively, and another for encoded material that'll bolster the content of the virtual library. The first of these appeals looks likely to hit its first rung of achievement, and therefore to be counted a limited success. However, after 5 days, only about 1/50th of the desired new knowledge has been gathered, with estimates saying that 2% of the target will have been achieved when the appeal closes early on Thursday morning. So there'll be a shiny new wing to the library, but no books to put in it. It's not entirely clear why such a small amount of data has been contributed, given there's an encoded materials trader at the station ready to swap the materials you have for the materials Antal wants. It may be that despite the dramatic increase in the supply of manufactured materials last week, Many of the traditional ways of gathering encoded materials, such as encoded signal sources, are no more bountiful than they ever were. Dav's Hope seems entirely unaffected by the alleged changes. Encoded materials therefore remain in relatively short supply. Perhaps commanders are choosing to hang on to their hard-earned materials rather than trade them for an illusory paint job. With even the bottom level of attainment seemingly out of reach, it seems unlikely that there's much motivation for commanders to try to rescue the day. Li Yongri will be laughing his best villainous laugh as he surveys the disaster that's unfolding in Utopia.
A fleeting glimpse of a new ship has been leaked. With no provenance, it's hard to be sure what it shows, but the thrusters on that thing are huge. The image, believed to have been taken by Commander Chris Gregory, shows slightly open hangar bay doors, and through the doors there is the tail of a ship that's unlike anything we've seen before. Workmen are using arc welders on this presumably unfinished prototype, which has two thrusters set vertically, another thruster in between, but either protruding further or slightly offset to the left. Two further thrusters are visible left and right, but the asymmetric positions show we may be just looking at one side of a much larger ship, with the centre line off to the right, behind the Hangar 07 sign. Speculation has been that the ship is likely to be manufactured by Guttermeier, Zorgon Peterson or Saud Kruger. It's possible that this new ship might be a reimagining of the Zorgon Peterson Panther Clipper, which was shelved when it was realised it wouldn't fit through the mail slot. Given its size, it's unlikely to be suitable for exploration, so it might be another large hauler or a large combat vessel, or possibly built for something new. Those looking for clues have noted that Hangar Number 7 is normally a medium pad, and the character in the foreground appears to be wearing an Artemis suit, so nothing can be ruled out at this stage. If it follows the release cadence of the Python Mark II and the Lacon Type 8, it's probable that the new ship, whatever it is, will become available for early access in early November, with the final ship of 3310 to be announced just before it stops being 3310, for availability in early 3311.
And that's this week's Galnet News. Galnet News, we read the news, so you don't have to.